So, yeah, before we start, I'd love for you to just actually come back into your own body and just notice how you're feeling. This is a really big topic. And so maybe that song gave you some levity, but like I would probably guess that there are some other emotions also already in this room with us because this topic is so huge and the threat is huge. Yeah. And so, yeah, I want to help us land in this space. I want to invite us to feel our bums on the seats. Notice that I think in our minds we think of a chair as an object, but it's actually, you know, fossil fuels that are literally fossil that were in the ocean that are now transformed into what we can sit on so we can be in this moment. So nothing in this room is outside of Earth, outside of cosmos. And I want to name that. So the minerals that are probably actually in this mic, neodymium, lanthanum, cerium, they were not made in the modern pace that we know. They are the children of cosmic collisions that crystallized out of cooling magma deep in the Earth's body over millions of years. These are our mineral ancestors that were carried by rivers so ancient that the rivers are gone. Or maybe they exist now in this mic. So what does it mean that we've consumed 300 million years of labor in less than a generation? We've compressed glacial timelines into decades and into the hum of a server farm. And so feel that gap in your body. It's something that actually exists. Maybe it doesn't make the headline, but that is a data point that I want to invite matters in this room as we travel together. So the slow, patient work of Earth, this mysterious, rapid pace of human technological life, and the amount of disruption that's happened in between that gap is very large. And that the land beneath us holds that memory and is with us in this room watching what we do next. How we have these conversations today, whether we can hold it with complexity and care, or what happens if and when conflict breaks out. So my name is Jessica Chung. I am Council's water and climate campaigner. But more importantly, I'm a mother, I'm a partner, I'm a friend, I'm a daughter, I'm a gardener. I break for squirrels. And so I want to acknowledge my own ancestors that originated from Hong Kong, Guangdong. Yeah. And their ancestral travelings that have brought me to here. And I want to acknowledge and give thanks to all of the conditions and manifestations of life, death, and everything in between that's made this very moment possible. So the countless sacrifices from both love and harm of both human and more than human life. The winged ones, furry ones, slippery ones, and the ones with many eyes. The ones in the earth, and the ones that bloom and nurture us every day. Tian de yun wang, yu zhao hong fang. Heaven and earth are dark and yellow. The universe is vast and wild. So we're gathered in Jijoge, a name that means where the group splits. This place has always been a hub where people came together before going along their separate journeys, also known as Muniang to the Anishinaabe. And so maybe this original name can offer a gesture as to how we are going to be together. Here we are, arriving from many different perspectives, directions, sectors, strategies, cultures, ancestry, different relationships to hope and grief. And I wonder if those differences are both a wound and a gift. We are in unceded territory of Ganyangeha, Mohawk Nation, keepers of this hub. And we honor that this land has held council, held difference, held the hard work of people who found peace after violence, all long before this room existed. And we are here because, despite the story of inevitability, something still wants to live. Not perfectly, not without contradiction, but genuinely trembling and alive. The earth has been metabolizing into this moment for 4 billion years. So let this gathering count as a step in a longer dance.